Yes, absolutely. Pretty much a direct accusation that the Israeli state was responsible for the doctoring of British passports, the expulsion of an Israeli diplomat, and that's a very rare thing to expel a diplomat from a friendly country. Last time it happened was with Israel in the late 1980s. And a warning to Britons that when they travel to Israel or dealing with Israeli officials to be careful about handing over their passports and only do so if absolutely necessary. So, yeah, a strong reaction.
What Britain hasn't done is said that Israel was behind the assassination of the Hamas official in Dubai.
No, but of course it's as good as saying that. If you're saying that Israel was behind the forging of the documents that were used by the assassination squad, that's as close as you can without actually saying it. And the reason they aren't saying it is because that is the jurisdiction of the Dubai authorities, the Emirates authorities. And so they are just, for that diplomatic reason, confining their investigation to the issue of passports alone, the purely British interest in this.
How did British investigators go about getting evidence that Israel was behind this?
Basically, they talked to the dual British-Israeli citizens who were involved, whose identities were stolen. And what they did is they figured out the common thread uniting them was at some point in the recent past, they'd handed over their passports, either to airline officials or to border officials or to Israeli officials of one sort or another. And that this was the one common factor. And they admit that this is not evidence that will stand up in court, but it's strong circumstantial evidence that the Israeli state was involved.
What do you make of the timing of yesterday's announcement? Just as Benjamin Netanyahu was meeting Barack Obama, with Israel and the United States, relations between the two countries already particularly strained.
Well, the Foreign Office were adamant that that was did not determine the timing. The timing was dictated by the tempo of the SOCA report, the Serious Organized Crime Agency report, and it wasn't to do with the broader politics. Nevertheless, clearly it is going to weaken and be a problem for Netanyahu in Washington. He's been accused by Western government, or his government has been accused by another Western government, of being involved in a fairly heinous crime.
And where does all this leave relations between Britain and Israel?
At a pretty low point. They've been through these kind of eruptions before, particularly in the late 80s, when there were a number of Mossad operations that infuriated the Thatcher government. She ended up closing down the Mossad base in London in the late 80s after a string of these. So it's been worse, but not a lot worse than it is now.